We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Radio.com.
With the fifth pick in the 2003 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Dwayne Wade from Marquette University.
This guy's a flat player. I mean, you look at the top three, and I think he's right at that next level. There's really not a lot he can't do. They questioned his shooting. I think he shoots fine from mid-range. He's a physical two-guard. He can get out and defend long arms, and he's not afraid to take it to the hole. He can draw contact and finish. I love this guy. I think he could be a multiple All-Star in a couple years.
Game one will be decided right here. Wade puts it up. It's good!
Yeah, baby! Came through! Yes! Stan Van Gundy went to the rookie and he delivered!
So everybody have these ideas of who I supposed to be and what I supposed to be and how I supposed to be. I didn't have those ideas. I just had a dream of being in the NBA. Man, as I sit here 15 years later, how did I end up having a career and a life so far in this game of basketball that I've had?
Terry puts it up! Won't go! Rebound Wade! The Miami Heat, they've done it! They win their first championship in franchise history!
From a kid, we always play to make people proud. You want your mom proud, you want your dad proud. You know, at one point I wanted my older brother proud. When Hank came in my life, I wanted Hank to be proud of me. Part of this journey.
Thomas, Wade with a steal, with two! Wade puts it up for the win!
Yes! Oh,
he did it! He did it! Dwayne Wade with the steal!
But it's a lot of things you guys don't know that we deal with. And I have dealt with this summer to make this decision. And this is the hardest decision that I've ever had to make. But it's one of the best decisions that I've had to make as well. To be in this position. To be in this position that I'm in. To have the career that I've had. I can't do nothing but smile on it. I can't do nothing but just enjoy it.
He was looking for contact from Jermaine O'Neal. Got a piece of it.
I feel it's right to ask you guys to join me for one last dance. This is it. I've given this game everything that I have, and I'm happy about that. And when I walk away, I'm still gonna love it. But I ask y'all, let's enjoy it, and let's write our own story to the end of this career, together, together.
Waiters, back to Wade. Wade can't get the shot up, just throws it up. Got it! Dwayne Wade right at the buzzer! Oh my! He throws up a prayer, and it is answered! And Miami wins it 126-125! And this is his house!
Well, it's amazing. Dwayne Wade's last regular season home game. I never thought. Well, I tell you what, you talk about careers going on and on and on, Zach. 16 seasons and a resume that is the size of a big old book at this point with everything that he's done. It's really weird to say this is his last regular season game. And I'll be honest, the last few weeks, because he's played so well, I was looking for a little crack. I know I brought it up. I was looking for a little crack where he goes, you know, gosh, man, I've enjoyed this. This last year has been a lot better than I thought, and I actually feel better. Hell, I played 70 games. Zach, Joe, I might play one more, but it doesn't look like it's
going to happen. No.
He looks like he is definitely out. He's talking about therapy after he's done playing, which actually it's funny because a lot of guys have gone to therapy after he's been so good in his career, and so at home on the basketball court and being the man, it is going to be hard in the rest of his life to ever feel the high that he gets every time he's at American Airlines Arena.
Sure.
Right?
Of course. You kidding me? I mean, what he's brought, first off, how, and you could hear in that entire montage, how getting drafted, coming here, what kind of player is he going to be? The draft he's in with LeBron and Carmelo and this draft of it's super, you know, at the top of it, it's Oma. These guys are going to be superstars forever. And Dwayne comes in here and he's had one hell of a career, man.
Well,
he's done something to a city that's very rare. Becoming the guy in the city outside of the one name that we almost bring up, and it's almost blasphemy to bring it up and compare Dan Marino. And he's right there. The two guys, those are our two guys in the city. And Dwayne brought three championships here.
Listen, Dwayne Wade's got the three championships.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go on his stats, his everyday stats that people three are going to pop up, and eight all NBA teams and three-time all-defense. I mean, he can go on. The finals MVP, led the league in scoring for the individual stuff with over 30 points a game. And one stat they don't have, one of the great fourth-quarter players that the league has ever had. He has really, really been good. So, anyway, we'll celebrate it all day today. 7 o'clock tonight, the celebration, the pregame ceremony starts.
Butts and seats at 7, right?
7.
That's it.
And game time, actually, tip-offs, I believe it's 7:50. So they're going to go at it pretty good. You probably hear a lot of people talking tonight, and a lot of great videos I'm sure will be put together by the Miami Heat on this unbelievable career that he's had.
And, Pat Riley cry tonight? We're going to see a tear out of Pat Riley tonight?
Yeah, I think Riley's all in, man. It's he's a Riley guy. They had, like a lot of marriages, had a little separation, but got back together. and listen, Dwayne's made it coming back even better because at the level he's played at. I mean, I thought literally he might be done when whatever happened in Cleveland and Chicago guys were complaining he wasn't practicing enough. And I was like, and he came back and got right down to business and like, hey, let's get going.
So you're saying it's not like Dirk, the last year with Dirk, where he's kind of hobbling up and down the court.
Yeah, taking threes and like.
I mean, he's still playing okay and he's an NBA player, but you could tell at this point when you watch Dirk, these are like the last steps he's taken in the NBA. Dwayne, if he said, like you said in the beginning of the show, came out a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, and said, you know what? I'm actually going to try it for one more season. I wouldn't have been surprised.
It is painful to watch Dirk go up and down. Dirk's, you ever remember the, and Zach, it's not a shot, but when we used to play basketball and play full court as a kid, some of the guys were out of shape. Some of the bigger guys would run between the top of the free throw line and top of the free throw line.
That was defense. That was defense.
They just they didn't go all the way down and get all the way. They just played the shortest amount so they could last.
Yeah, instead of all-time quarterback, you're all-time offensive guy. That's it. Yeah, I was that guy.
So Dirk looks like that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Watch him jog half speed up and down the court. And his legs look like I'm amazed. And he's still talking about maybe coming back another year. And I'm like, Dirk,
stop it.
Jeez, man, you've done everything you need to do. And look, he gets hot, and he can still hit three or four threes in a row, and we saw it when Dallas played against Miami. He still got it at times, but, boy, not the guy that he used to be.
No.
And Dwayne is still playing at unbelievable level. Obviously, he doesn't jump like he used to, but still got quick step to get to the basket and everything else. So tonight's a big night in the Miami Heat. You know we're going to do it upright. They are going to do it up and make it real special for tonight from your ticket when you come in to T-shirts and everything else. It'll be part of it, and people will be grabbing everything you can buy probably that says D-Wade on it tonight will be a special night.
You still
night.
Have some of those things from the that party when the Big Three signed?
I do.
You have one of those things. I was thinking of cool things over the years. Like I remember, what was it in the locker room when Pat Riley had that thing in the locker room?
Those cards
with all the sayings on it and everything.
I got a handful of those cards.
Yep.
Some of them I picked off the ground, never thinking anything of it. I don't know why I grabbed them. Somebody handed
me a
couple.
I'm glad you did now. Yeah.
And I did. I was there, obviously, after the Big Three signed, and they had that deal where, what, like 10,000, 12,000 people showed up.
Best party this town's seen in a while.
And I was able to get a couple of those, and they became real valuable. I've given some to kids that are big Heat fans and a couple to charity.
That's very nice of you.
But, yeah, listen, I did. I kept a little bit of that stuff with going back to Shaq and – and Dwayne to the big three and everything else, man. We've had a hell of a run from and listen, I get Pat Riley. I still say, and the Dolphins are still trying to figure it out, the structure from the top down. You got the right kind of owner that turned it over to Pat Riley. Still involved, loves it. Don't get me wrong. Mickey and Nick are good, and I think, you know, first-class owners. But they turned that thing over to Pat. Pat has put a structure in place. Sometimes I don't like it. I think it's a little over the top media-wise. But for what he's done on the basketball court, it's Riley way done, right, as far as Spoelstra. Everybody preaches and knows what Big Daddy wants at the top.
That's right.
As far as conditioning.
Since 95, you know.
And everything else to get the championships. They don't just happen. Think of Pat Riley, some of the moves he came in and made.
I mean, of course.
He getting Shaq out of L.A., LeBron and Chris Bosh here, and I know a lot of that has to do with Dwayne Wade, you know, and Dwayne had a big part of that.
How about trading for a young center just to start off in Alonzo Mourning and putting and trading for Tim Hardaway and seeing what
Timmy,
he did there? Yeah.
Timmy still had some left in the tank. No. Hey, listen, they had a deal done for Juwan Howard
that we
forget about. NBA goes, no, Pat, that's too much now. Yeah. Now you've gone too damn far. We're not allowing this deal. So, yeah, he's gone out. And, you know, that's the other part of Dwayne Wade for tonight. Not to take any away from Pat, but it's not Pat Riley's, not yet. Dwayne Wade recruiting some of these guys. A lot of these guys could have said, I don't want to go there. I'm not going there. But Dwayne Wade was good enough where those guys said, hey, can we play with you? And that's the chip you don't have right now, matter of fact, for looking forward.
You need a star to get a star.
You don't have one of those guys. And Dwayne was right in the middle. It seems to me through the years, Dwayne's been really good. And this is another thing nobody talks about. He's been really good in that fraternity of having everybody's phone number and not just being known as like a LeBron guy. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Like, LeBron's got his own clique.
Yes.
And I get D-Wade's one of those guys and Chris Paul, and you know who they are. But Dwayne's been a pretty good job of all the guys like Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. You can see it. You can see it around the league.
There's mutual respect. You've seen it with the jersey swaps, and Dwayne has not gone too far with who's in my group and who's in my clique. In the NBA, I think he's done a good job. Listen, I get that he and LeBron played together.
And they're best buddies. We know that.
And that's going to be there for a long time. But Dwayne doesn't just stop with LeBron. Other guys have gone to him. Paul George went to him when he was making his decision. Other young guys, we find out in Utah.
Donovan Mitchell loves him. Yep.
Donovan Mitchell saying, I had dinner. I want to talk to you about some things. So it really says a lot about Dwayne. It really does. Not to mention just been a role model here. I feel like we've gone through, going back, I feel like I went through Dwayne Wade's divorce with him.
Yeah, we all did.
We went through all the drama he had with it through the years, right? And the ex-wife stuff, which I can relate to. I mean, I just been through, you know, we've been through his life. So I just feel like, you know, makes you feel a lot closer to him. Through
He's grown up here.
Good. You've watched him grow up and got a great – I got to tell you, it seems to me like he's got a great wife that's got his back, and that doesn't look like one of those fake marriages, man. That thing's been real. She's accepted his family. Just all the stuff that's come out that just makes you feel like you feel closer to Dwayne Wade, right? You really do.
He's anyway, our guy. That's it.
We got all kinds of stuff. Didn't even get to that national championship game that went late last night, threw in a little overtime, and Virginia is the champion. We got to go to break. We'll take a quick one. We got a lot more stuff to get to for you, and we'll let you know what's cooking today. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. Radio.com.
Defense. Wade from behind takes it away. Chalmers. Hole. James! Whoa! And a technical foul called on Miami for the taunt.
And Evans pass at the side of the backboard. Another Kings turnover. A chance to run. Wade for the run! Oh, man!
Well, they got what they paid for tonight, baby. That's what they came to see. We haven't seen that one before in all the lob passes. That might be the best one, man. Throw it up there. Throw it down backwards, baby. Wow.
Hey, yabba dabba do moment for Miami.
Oh, Tony and Eric, man. Hey, great times for both those guys, obviously, being a big part of it and there for most of the calls.
They had pretty good seats for that,
pretty,
right?
Pretty damn good. And by the way, even on the nights that they were on national TV, and there were a lot of them, especially with the big three, they still got to be right there, man. Mm. And a lot of them did some of the radio and enjoyed themselves.
At what point do we send a dozen donuts to the Detroit Pistons and the organization there for taking Darko in that draft? Because if they didn't, and Detroit took Carmelo, maybe Denver took Bosch, yeah. Maybe Toronto takes Dwayne Wade, and then the Heat get Chris Kaman. And then his entire one last dance and last. Because I'm looking at the draft.
Well, we're not going through all this.
No, but that's
the history of the whole thing.
Right?
If it's not Dwayne Wade, yeah, I mean.
What happens? Like Chris Kaman, Kirk Heinrich, and TJ Ford and Michael Sweeney are not bringing the big three here.
No. No. You don't get to be part of one of the great careers in the history of the NBA and all those championships. And by the way, people forget we're playing Detroit and Dwayne gets hurt. And remember that heartbreaker here finished it out who knows. That was year before they end up winning the whole thing. Just crazy stuff. By the way, just some great series going back, and I know today will be a day to kind of go back on individual stuff that Dwayne did, and for me, the finals against Dallas, he was sensational for that series.
2006 NBA Finals.
Closed it out in Dallas, which we were there, and that celebration was really cool to go through. But, boy, I'll tell you, you go to the series going back with the Boston Celtics, the Pistons. I mean, they were fun. They were
a lot of fun.
Pistons, Celtics, got to throw the Pacers in there.
That's
some
right.
Really good series with them. And, of course, the finals going back and forth with, I mean, they did it with some different teams, but San Antonio. Was just fun.
And Dallas really back and forth, 2006 winning, the first one losing.
Celebrated here.
Yeah.
We celebrated there.
That's right.
And it was on. So a lot of great memories. And tonight, hopefully it'll be a special night for Dwayne Wade and his family and everybody else. I'm sure it will be. It'll be, you know, one thing that the Miami Heat will do it upright for their fan base and their season ticket holders and suite holders and everybody else, sponsors that have been a big part of that thing, that have made it one of the best franchises over the last decade plus in the NBA and in professional sports.
The place to be tonight is AAA.
Yeah.
I mean, not even a question.
Well, for me, it's being next to that TV to
follow
everything.
My couch tonight is going to be at 7 o'clock for me. But I'm just saying out there, because my greatest sports moment ever is 2006 when Wade threw the ball in the air to win that championship.
Yeah.
As a Miami growing up fan, and tonight he's done.
Right.
Here in Miami. I almost want to get off my ass tonight and get over that stadium just because of what the party's going to be like there.
You going tonight, Woody?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're going to the arena, huh? World. All right, good.
I mean, I remember being there, that the highlight we played when he beat New Orleans.
Yeah.
I remember where I was sitting for that game. I was sitting in the 400-level balcony because I was in high school, and we had $10 tickets.
Wow.
No $10 tickets when the big three came.
Hey, just think about all the fun stuff. And it's hard because, like—
There's so much of it.
The big three, obviously, for those 4 years, just stole the show. Even all the other players that weren't the big three, but the other supporting cast of that. But we forget about the Lonzo backing up Shaq, Dwayne, and all those guys, too, and how good that thing was.
That team was awesome.
Pat Riley came back to coach it.
That's right.
I mean, there's been so many different parts. It'll be also really cool to see who comes back in town for tonight, see who shows up for this one. And then, of course, I know we're sitting here talking about, by the way, you still got a chance to make the playoffs. You're going to get 76ers. Who, if you are there, and by the way, Philadelphia is in town and in a good position at 50-30. Joel Embiid is out tonight, and also
just win your game.
JJ's out tonight,
that's
so
right.
They're going to have a
they
couple.
They got to let
there.
The Heat win tonight, right?
You got to let the Heat.
I mean,
win,
just
right?
Let them win.
We can't let them win.
How about Wade and a buzzer beater tonight to win the game, Dwayne Wade?
It'd be very depressing if
so
they
can
lost
I
tonight.
Ask you? Right. This is the second part of it. Is the game the secondary story tonight?
Yes. Even with the playoffs on the
line.
Is this
going to be like the Kobe game where he takes like 60 shots and scores 80?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope so. I really do.
I hope
48 minutes play.
I hope Spo comes in and says, hey, Dwayne.
It's you.
You're playing 30 tonight. You're playing 30 minutes unless we blow them out and they're not into it and they've already decided and they checked out. But if this thing's tight, you're getting your minutes in tonight. We're giving them. So 20-plus shots tonight.
Yeah.
And let it go. He's got to start, right? He gets introduced for starting lineup tonight.
I would think so. I would think that you can't take him off the bench tonight. He hasn't started a game all year, right? So this is
Ira was
be
saying
it.
Yesterday he doesn't think he will.
Really?
Got to start.
He said because you're still, I mean, you still theoretically are in the playoff
race. I don't
race,
care.
So you're not throwing that out yet.
You can still introduce anybody you want.
Absolutely.
With starting lineup.
Put him in the starting lineup tonight. Do it. It's the last time he's going to be at the AAA.
I agree.
It's not even a question.
Well, either way, they're going to have like a 45-minute ceremony before the game.
Perfect. And then you announce, let Mike Biamonte announce him coming in the game one last time.
Man,
let him do it.
I agree. I'm not trying to tell the Heat how to run their business.
No, I'm telling them tonight they should start Dwayne Wade.
But you got to do that. And then, of course, he's going to close. If it takes that tonight, which the way they play at home, it probably will be a tight one at home at the end there.
That's
And we'll get going because Philadelphia's not just going to lie down to make this a special night for Dwayne. They're not getting caught up in. We got to watch Dwayne just go for 50 against us. It was really exciting.
They've locked up the 3 seed already. Embiid's not playing. I wonder what happens if Ben Simmons, is he going to be on load management tonight? Are they going to do load management for a couple guys tonight?
Yeah, I think they start
just
their
got,
D-League team.
They just got, two guys out tonight. I mean, they've already
I'm just saying
put
minutes
it out.
Played.
Oh.
You know, I'm not saying just
well,
out.
Well, load management is out. Just so you know, it's not limited load.
No partial load management?
Yeah, there's no partial load or limited load unless that's something you're just making up for us. Hey, the other thing, by the way, on this thing tonight is, he got to take the most shots and play the most minutes he has, right? He's going out, and last night he iced up one more time at the house and said, all right, whatever I got, let's roll with it tonight. And let's have a Kobe moment, whatever you got, man, and see how that goes. Although I can't see Dwayne just doing that. Like if Dwayne's got somebody wide open and he goes to the basket, he's gonna dish it off. He's not gonna try to.
But you remember what happened in that Kobe game, right? Like they would pass Kobe the ball and everyone would stand around and watch. Like all his teammates would go all the way out to the corner.
I think Kobe was also known as the all-time pig, though.
Yeah,
so Dwayne really isn't.
No, Dwayne's not. You're right.
Oh, no. He
it's
says, hey, listen,
this
thing's only about one thing. Look, you're barely alive in the playoffs, but you're still alive. You want to win this game and just in case somebody else falls apart. By the way, quietly here, Charlotte has moved ahead of Heat. I mean, everybody forgets the Heat are in the 10th position. Charlotte's come all the way back on this little winning streak. They have the same record as the Miami Heat, if you're not familiar or not aware of it.
And they own the tiebreaker over Detroit and Miami, too.
Well, that's the tiebreaker is, the Heat just didn't do themselves any favors with all these teams. So it's Pistons, Hornets, and Heat. One of them's going to get that last position at this point.
Do you want to be in the playoffs?
Yes.
Right now?
Yes.
You do?
Are you done?
I mean, I just think at this point, like, they're obviously not going to win. They're not good enough to win. I think we've realized that. So, I mean, what's the point now? You send Dwayne off with a nice send-off tonight. He can stiff Brooklyn tomorrow. Don't play over there. And just kind of had some closure to this whole thing.
That's a big basketball area up there in the Brooklyn area, so he may want to play in that game.
Could be a business decision to play in that game.
He is going all out tonight, though. There is no question about that. But, yeah, Hollywood, I don't care what the record is. I know everybody's bashing. Doesn't matter who these last couple teams are, all bad and, you know, struggling to stay at 500 for the 6, 7, and 8, you know. So, obviously, I get that they're not great playoff teams, but – you want to get in there, man. Eights have beaten ones before.
I know they're playing well. You see it. You're like, oh, maybe they can, you know, win a couple games against Milwaukee or one of these teams. The reality is they're probably not going to. Without Josh Richardson, they're just not good enough.
Milwaukee hasn't had a lot of experience in the playoffs.
Nah, I don't care about that. They got 6 players better.
I want to play. I know you guys are from different school maybe, but you can get in.
They've lost 4 in a row.
Hey, listen.
When they needed to win
one. It's like the Dolphins in a wild card. Get me in the wild card. Get me in the eighth position. You don't think the Panthers would gladly have taken that last wild card eighth? Don't roll your eyes. It's the same thing.
It's a different situation. They haven't made the playoffs in 50 years. It's just a different situation.
And
the NFL is different,
your fans,
too. Of course you're going to roll the dice on a one-game series in the NFL.
Hollywood, it is such a weasel to even say you don't. What are you going to tell me you got a better chance by that of getting the number one pick?
No. I think at this point, Jack, I think the season's just about over for them.
I always love guys like you. I'm with Riley. Like, man, I got a chance to make the playoffs, and somehow everybody falls apart. The Hornets fall apart, and the Pistons fall apart in these last two games. Man, and I can get in.
At this point, you're not getting the number one
or number two
pick in the draft.
I also don't have another goodbye in me. Like, tonight, I'm saying goodbye. I don't need to go
back. Say goodbye, and then let's have the playoffs. Exactly.
Like, this is going to be emotional enough for me. It's going to hurt.
You get all emotional tonight? Okay. Well, listen, man. He's had a great career, but yes, I'm a pig, and I'd like to play the playoffs and see what happens. By the way, it's also more Dwayne Wade if you're just... Well, I just want to see Dwayne. I don't get when you guys all act like. I don't get it. I don't get when people text in, well, I just hope this is the end for Dwayne tonight. No, I want to see more Dwayne. Because Dwayne's going to step it up about nine notches if he's in the playoffs. His numbers have always said that. So why would you not want to see a few playoff games? Why? You're not getting the number one pick.
No.
Not getting the two pick.
Might as well try.
Not getting
the
three pick. What? Why? Get in. Well, you know, our record. I don't care about our record. Everybody's got the same record when the playoffs start. I never get when it's like, well, I don't. I hope it's over tonight. I hope it's over what? 40-minute celebration tonight? Let's play playoffs. Let's win these two. Get a little help or a lot of help. Not a little help. I guess it would be a lot of help.
You need a lot of help.
All right, man. Anyway, I've said my piece here. By the way, Zach stayed up and watched that whole game. A much better man than I did last night. Overtime game. End up being a hell of a game for guys that you have never heard of unless you watch and you're
correct.
A hardcore fan. Kyle Guy, DeAndre Hunter, and Ty Jerome put on a great show last night for Virginia.
Oh, that's
I didn't say for. North Carolina.
Okay.
I didn't say Duke.
Yeah.
I said Virginia, the other number one seed.
It's a good storyline for them.
By the way, great story. First NCAA championship.
And then win it.
What was Virginia known for as more for? I guess it's been their basketball recently. I think they got a really good baseball team. ACC baseball is
actually what they were
really
known
good.
For up until last night around midnight was losing to a 16 seed as a one.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
That was what they were known for.
It's a hell of a story, man.
Great story.
Good for them. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Antonio Brown, you just can't help yourself.
Jeez.
You want to take Ass Clown to a new level, and this is a new low that even the few players around the NFL are saying, hey, man, enough's enough. Like, hey, dude, you're really good, but, like, you're starting to become a real chump. Anyway, we got to go to a quick break. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. Right now, though, I want to talk to you about sports-related injuries. Oh, yeah, we got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Speaking of the Heat, they take care of the Miami Heat. They take care of the Dolphins. They take care of the Panthers, since those all seem to be the big stories. I'm talking about Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, better known as Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. A lot of the doctors are driving in today. Today's a big surgery day at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. So good morning to all those great doctors out there. Yeah, they got 7 o'clock surgery, 7 to 7:30, right in there. That's when I've been knocked out from my knees. Dr. Uribe and Yagnik and Vijak and Heckman and Selznick. Oh, my God, are these guys good doctors. These doctors are not only taking care of those professional teams, they're taking care of high school, college, and professional athletes and people just like us every day. That's the great news. It's a really good sports medicine program. You don't have to leave to go somewhere else. You got it right here in your backyard. Foot and ankle specialist, San Giovanni and Dr. Hodgkins. Some of the top hip and knee replacement doctors in the country. Listen, some of the best specialists ready to take good care of you with one goal, get you back out playing the sports you love the most. That's the goal every day at Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. And you can see those same doctors will work on million-dollar athletes every day.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Yes.
Great moments, great career, Dwayne Wade. Last regular season home game tonight, and we'll see what happens as the playoffs look to be a long shot, but you never know here. After the team has lost four straight games, 76ers in town. And by the way, they better have their patience pills and bring a lot of video games because they're going to be in that locker room for a long time tonight during the celebration.
It says 7:30 tip-off. No chance,
no,
right?
I think they did 7:50.
Did they switch it?
Yeah,
right.
They did 7:50.
Still on all the websites, 7:30 tip-off. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think they've kind of got that out in the paper for everybody here. But 7 o'clock, they want everybody to get there, probably start a little bit after 7 and get rolling on it. But, yeah, they've let Philadelphia know in that locker room, like, hey, you know, of course Embiid and JJ are going, hey, don't worry, I'm not playing. We're not playing now. Whatever you want to do. Well, matter of fact, we may go out early and watch the damn thing tonight. Let those guys, the rest of those guys play and see what Philadelphia brings to this good chance to win. If they play like they did against Toronto, which I know is a secondary story, but people do want to see Dwayne get off tonight in the game, they'll have a good chance to win that game against Philly. They really will. By the way, you know what was crazy too? Orlando, the way they went into Boston and beat them up. And so Orlando didn't exactly back in. I was blown away, and I didn't think much of that Orlando team, but they have locked it up. Hell, they're up to, I believe, the sixth position right now in this craziness, or seventh position. But anyway,
sitting right now in the seven, yes.
In the seven.
Yep.
All right, so we got all that. We got a big Dwayne Wade night. We got a resume just stuffed with unbelievable numbers that even Paul Pierce would be blown away with if he had a chance to sit down and look at them.
No, he won't.
Instead
do
of doing that coulda, woulda, shoulda, if I would have played with him and he could have been with me and we would have been together instead of that crappy group I played with, because that's pretty much what I always love when a guy's going to make a point. Well, if I play with those guys instead of looking at the knuckleheads I played with, like, whoa, Paul, calm down, man. Calm down. You weren't that damn good. You know, saying
Would you be offended?
Yes.
If you were Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen after he said that? Well, if I had those guys, we would have won multiple titles.
Dwayne goes, I did have Ray, and thank you.
Yeah, we did win a title.
I did have Ray Allen. I know you didn't think much of Ray, and you were kind of pissed at him for a long time. Not me. We got the good Ray.
How many years did you spend with Ray? Because I spent one or two with him, and we won a title.
Yeah. And by the way, who's a damn near a scratch golfer right now, and Ray's got the golf bug somewhere right now, or playing a little pickup basketball game. I heard something crazy. You're not going to believe this. So a group of those guys still get together and play basketball down in Dade County, and Jason Taylor plays with them.
Really?
I mean, you like to go down there and just have an autograph signing session with down there.
Yeah.
And I guess a lot of the former really good players, or I think Mashburn, I think a bunch of those guys, I didn't even know they all live here, all down there still playing.
Wow.
Been a nice little for that 3-on-3 basketball league.
Yeah, that's a nice little pickup game right there.
Pretty damn good. So, yeah, they were talking about all the guys that go down and play, and of course, I'm sure they're all still in. Ray looks like he's always in great shape. And
Mashburn going to pass up that final shot, though, right? Jamal in the, in the pickup
game. I'm guessing in that game, Ray's taking all his damn shots.
Yeah, now, Ray is. Jamal's going to pass.
I don't know if Mashman's what
Clarence Weatherspoon playing in those games to get past it to Clarence?
Yeah.
Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I'm having a heat flashback.
See, there's no reason for shots today.
I'm sorry.
See,
sorry.
You went way back you went back to those great Knicks and Heat series and everything else that we had. All right, so we were talking about Antonio Brown said, hey, we got everything going on, but don't forget about me. While everything's good, I want to make sure everybody knows that I can go even lower on social media. He went back and found Juju Schuster, who said all along, I've been a big fan and everything, and you helped me a lot. I've said you helped me a lot as the other receiver, even though I won the MVP, which really tells you nobody like Ben or Antonio on the team last year. But he found an old tweet, Antonio Brown did, that Juju sent him when he was at USC. What's up, AB? I'm a receiver at USC. I appreciate all your work. You're a great man on and off the field. Do you have any tips to help me with my game and my career going forward? And I'm like, it's pretty cool a guy does that.
Absolutely. It was a direct message, and that's pretty slimy to put that out there.
So Antonio Brown puts that out. I didn't see anything wrong with it.
No.
I saw a young guy that was reaching out like, dude, I want to be really good.
Just like you.
Just like you. And I've heard about your work ethic, and And some people are like, well, first of all, he didn't get to go to one of the big D1 schools. And you're like, okay, so I get that Antonio Brown had a chip on his shoulder. One of the great six-round picks in the history of the NFL.
Sure, of course.
Nobody has ripped anything on Antonio Brown's game when he's playing. It's just all the other stuff.
It's when he doesn't play.
That just incredible why he's on this mission to smash. You win. Antonio Brown wins every day. Had a great career, getting to the point it's going to be a Hall of Fame career. You're getting paid. You got a fresh contract. You and Drew did a great job of getting out of Pittsburgh to get to Oakland where you get. Why would you, when you're that good, I've just never seen a guy that good go back. Nobody's saying Juju's even in Antonio Brown's category. Maybe some diehard, hardcore Steeler fans who are not very knowledgeable taking jabs at him. But why would Antonio Brown keep going after Juju Schuster, who's giving him nothing
petty,
but credit?
Man. Very petty.
He seems out of touch with reality. Like, he thought that would be insulting to Juju.
Yeah,
to
I didn't understand
like,
that.
Oh, it makes Brown look
even worse.
Totally agree. Like, hey, Antonio, I know you bring out old stuff, and I guess other people could do that too, but it just makes you look like a complete president of the ass clown.
Yeah, yeah. It's a petty move of the year right there.
Just really, stay in Oakland, don't come back, bro. Just stay out there since.
Well, he's just ruining his credibility around the league when it comes to that.
It's about how he plays, and I get that, and everybody will forget about all these things once the game start and he goes.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of players that said, you know, I can't wait to play against Antonio Brown now.
Careful.
I'm gonna light him up.
Careful.
Doesn't matter. He's gonna be out there. Yeah, but this is not Big Ben in Pittsburgh's offense. I'm not worried about 125 catches, and they're the Oakland offense now. It's a little bit different than
agree.
It was in Pittsburgh.
I agree. They've tried to fix that up, and we're gonna see if Antonio go. I got my money. I'm fine. I'm a different guy. I'll do whatever. It's hard to imagine that a guy's going to be like that, because we've seen other guys say those things and didn't change.
No, right.
So we'll see.
I just think it's a petty move. And to put that so direct bad. Message out
well, this
there.
Is going to be his legacy now, right?
Yes.
Like, he's basically T.O. Because when I think T.O., I don't think great receiver. I think D-bag.
He's getting close to that.
It's what, like when you think of Terrell Owens, what do you think of?
I think one of the greatest, most physical
That's what pops
receivers.
In your head first?
Yeah, still. I don't agree with all the things he's done, but I just can't take away from.
I think
at
most
the end
people
of the
know
day,
him for his antics, other than his receiving.
At the end of the day, Antonio Brown will be remembered. I know we're getting caught up in the drama stuff, but people are going to go, "He's a damn good receiver." They just, are.
Doesn't, like doesn't say it depend high on these last couple years though?
Say
in Oakland,
high maintenance.
This stuff's going to stick with him though, man.
Like if he doesn't have great years in Oakland,
like this is a major part of his career.
This is just a weird
this,
part
this
for
stuff
him.
That he's going through.
He's going to put up some big numbers.
Yeah. Well, you got to think.
He's going to get so many targets that he will. I don't think, you know, it may not be Ben Roethlisberger, because you're right. Ben Roethlisberger, whatever you think of him. You
damn go back, good quarterback.
You go back and look at the highlights and some of the throws that were made, and Antonio is not like he's running wide open all the time. Some of those are tight window throws. Yeah. So I always love when you go back and you see him and going – And he's covered, and you see Ben drop one down on the outside shoulder, and you're going,
dime.
Are you sure you want to leave that? I mean, is he that bad? I mean, I get the new contract and more money again, and, you know, you got paid big twice, but are you sure? Like, there's a chance Derek Carr or a rookie quarterback are not going to make that throw that Ben makes when he wakes
you're
up
right.
in the morning.
You're right.
Even when he goes on radio shows, he still comes out to practice. And he's dropping in throws.
That's
now,
right.
Now, he also will throw four or five picks.
Okay.
And he'll go a little whiny himself on, well, you you throw it to the defensive lineman. Like, what the hell are you talking about me crossing? A 6'6", 300-pound guy caught that.
Mm.
Grass
isn't always greener on the other
side. But it is funny to hear you guys say that, and I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just
depends on what happens in Oakland. If he puts up productive numbers in Oakland, which a lot of people expect, it's going to be the same Antonio Brown guy. If he struggles out there and he bitches, all this stuff's
going
to come out.
So you guys remember T.O. more for off-the-field stuff than on-the-field?
I mean, obviously I know he was one of the greatest wide receivers I've ever seen play.
If he wasn't a D-bag, he'd have been, to your point, he wouldn't have had to wait.
But the biggest moment for T.O. that I kind of remember at this point is either him crying after the catch in San Francisco in the end zone or doing sit-ups in the driveway.
You know, I get it. And that stuff you're going to always, and you're right, Zach. I'm not saying you're not, you're right. He was 6'5", 230 pounds, and ran by everybody in the league.
He was really good.
Probably, nothing against Jerry Rice, the greatest receiver. It's not even close. But physically, even more than Randy Moss, even more than Randy Moss, because he's just so big and so talented. Now, I know he did some dumb things, and, you know, we saw all those pictures of him whining and throwing temper tantrums on the sideline.
He's my quarterback.
He did that.
Dude, I did a story about the guy yesterday about the storage unit getting sold because he couldn't
I get it.
Like, that's who he is.
Maybe you're making a just.
It's a good point by Hollywood there.
You're right.
We all sat around and laughed at that story. Like, the guy's on storage where he's getting his crap sold.
Are we going to hear about that with Antonio Brown in about a decade?
How about the last valuable? He's already having financial tough. The last valuable stuff you have.
Some dude just paid $500 for your storage locker.
Yeah, he paid like $1,500 and got like $50,000 worth of your best stuff signed, jerseys and helmets and stuff from other guys.
Tio could have asked me for a $1,500 loan, and I would have bought that from him.
He didn't know?
I would have bought it from him.
He didn't know, or he said they wouldn't get back to him, so what'd you think after a while?
The first text that just came in is, I remember Tio as a dirtbag.
All right.
It's crazy,
but like,
though.
To Zach's point,
I said,
like,
maybe you guys are right. But
you don't think AB is just going to play in Oakland and all will be well until his retirement? I mean, something's going to happen.
Something is going to happen. Like, and they're going to Vegas.
He's not a good guy. Like, something is going to happen.
And they're going to Vegas. One more year.
I know, but that's a year away. We're talking about right away. So you're going to remember AB for more stuff off the field now, too?
I'm guessing there's more to come. I mean, if he keeps his mouth shut and plays in Oakland and puts up great numbers and just goes off into the sunset and retires.
That's fine.
I just don't see that happening.
What are the odds of that happening, though?
Like, he's taking shots at this kid who everyone likes, by the way. I haven't met anyone that has a bad word to say about Juju Smith-Schuster.
No.
He was out in the mall playing football with the kids in the middle of the mall, like on social media.
And we're trying to slander this guy.
He's very likable. Yeah. He doesn't seem to have a bad bone in him.
Joe, who's more likable, Antonio Brown or Juju?
Oh, it's not even close.
Another text that just came in. One. I'll remember T.O. as one of the greatest ... D-bag receivers of all time. Period.
He's probably – the cameras didn't do him any favors on the sideline of some of the stuff that he did.
Nope. And he never gave up on a season like Randy Moss did. Like, Randy just straight up gave up on a season in Oakland.
Here's another guy in this scenario. What are you going to remember Ben for? Say he retires after this season.
Well, he's won a couple of Super
Bowls. Yeah, I know. He's a great quarterback. You don't remember him for that?
I can't wait to hear this answer.
No, Ben's some of the stuff off the field, too.
Yeah.
But Ben, you want to know what I remember Ben for? That throw he made in the corner of the end zone to win a Super Bowl. One place that ball could be thrown. And by the way, his receiver, of course, out of Glade Central, makes a hell of a catch. Yep.
How about this text? Where did T.O. have his Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
Yeah.
And then other people are all in on A.B. Put some respect on A.B.'s name. Newsflash, A.B. doesn't give a rat's ass what anyone thinks.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do think T.O. got a lot more bothered by things. And I do believe Antonio Brown
just doesn't care.
He cares enough that, like, so you're going to send me something ripping me that Schuster better than I am? Oh, watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he obviously cares, man.
It's
like, come on.
He does care. I know.
I think everyone cares to an extent. Steeler, don't you believe that, Joe? Like, there's no one that can say, like, you could have, like, Omar Steeler, who gets killed all day long. Oh, I don't care. I have thick skin. I think everyone gets bothered by it to an extent.
By the way, Steeler fans are, and this is a problem when you have a lot of followers, and a lot of them are Pittsburgh fans because they're big fans of yours, and you didn't want to play there, basically. So they're going to start blasting you. So then they say stupid stuff like, Juju Schuster's better than you are. Who won the MVP? And, you know, it's voted on by the team. I don't know. I guess everybody knows that. The team votes on the MVP. And so Antonio, he obviously was bothered because he got it probably more than once. And he goes, Steeler fan. And blast him.
Of course. Right?
Let me tell you about Juju Schuster. You think he's so damn good. Why is he sending me this stuff?
Yeah, come on.
I want to learn more from you. Teach me. I want to be great like you. How can I get to the next level?
It's a petty move.
What'd he say?
That.
AB says something like, watch out for a guy who hadn't gotten a second contract yet. Yeah, I mean, he's always going to say the right things on that first one. Wait till the second one, then you'll turn into what I am once you get paid.
T.O.'s antics made me roll my eyes, but he wasn't one of these people accused of raping women, beating women, drug possession, running from the cops.
By the way, none of those guys were.
No.
None of those great players that were.
Well, Ben.
Ben was. That's true.
And that's what we remember about Ben.
That's right.
Quite honest.
Ben's lucky he didn't come around. They didn't pull that around that Me Too movement. They'd have Me Too'd his ass just about out of football. Hey, we got to go to break. We got the 7 o'clock hour coming up, man. We got a lot of stuff. We just saw an ugliness from when little Antonio Brown and all you guys start asking about. And it was good. I got to give you credit, Hollywood. You really made me work. It's really hard because the stuff Antonio Brown done recently. Kind of,
it's hard to
you forget about the 15 touchdowns and blowing off the last game, going AWOL. And by the way, never going to apologize. Doesn't think he did anything wrong. Hey, I took a couple days off. Coach said, and I heard that's BS too. I heard from a very good source when he came out and said, Coach told me to take a couple days off. When was the last time Mike Tomlin told his best player, hey, take a couple days off?
It would be the first time he said that. Yeah.
Come back and just play against Cincy.
Radio.com. We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.